members of the committee, I really appreciate your consideration of Senate Bill 408. It's legislation that I authored in response to the previous administration's failure to advertise a proposed constitutional amendment dealing with the statute of limitations as required under Article 11 of our state constitution. The inspector general, appointed by the governor, pointed out the bureaucratic mess within the Department of State that led to the failure to advertise this proposed constitutional amendment. I've had great conversation with the governor's nominee to serve as our next Secretary of the Commonwealth. He too shares a willingness for greater transparency in our constitutional amendment process. So under Senate Bill 408, the Secretary of the Commonwealth must post the entire constitutional amendment process online for every Pennsylvanian to see. The department would be required to detail each action by publishing a copy of the notice of the proposed constitutional amendment, including which newspapers the notice was published in, the deadlines required by our state constitution. The website would also require notice of the earliest date on which the proposed constitutional amendment could be voted on by the electors. Gubernatorial administrations, they come and they go. And regardless of what party occupies the governor's mansion, this will ensure that every Pennsylvanian can track from start to finish a process as consequential as a proposed constitutional amendment. I was grateful for the strong bipartisan support last session and respectfully ask my colleagues to cast an affirmative vote again this session. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.